Thank you for seeing me on such short notice. I know you're a busy man. I know you mean that as a compliment, but I'd rather not be objectified, sir. With all due respect, sir, calling me a fine piece of ass is an objectification in most anybody's book. I'm not sure if that was acceptable behavior in the 50s, but today that is totally... I am sure you're aware of the corporate policy concerning sexual harassment. I must have misheard your last comment, because if you really commented on my beautiful tits, I'd have to report you right now. Please, I did not come into your office to hear how you appreciate my body. As a matter of fact, I wanted to talk to you about my assignments and my position under you. No, thank you. No whiskey for me. Exactly 3 months ago, you hired me, and I'm still waiting for a job description. May I remind you, I finished first in my class, and I excelled at every previous job. I hope I made it clear that I want to work as hard and as long as it takes. I want this to be an important step in my career. No, I don't smoke, thank you. Sir, are you with me? I was saying, I'm an ambitious young woman. I did not apply for this job to just sit around, answer the phone once in a while, and bring you coffee. That was extremely sexist. What does that even mean? A sexy woman shouldn't have to work. I'm not some trophy secretary from the past. I'm a modern working girl trying... No, I'm not sitting back down. If you don't tell me why you hired me and how you're planning on applying my skills for the good of this department, I will... Are you even listening? My eyes are up here. I know the office dress code doesn't make it easy, but try to take your eyes off my chest. Thank you. By the way, how could corporate even sign off on something that was so blatantly revealing? I mean, even a flat-chested girl's look like hookers. Braless in white tight blouses. With a real bosom like this, it's impossible to make it through the day without ripping the thin fabric or popping buttons. And then the leggings. Don't even get me started on these flimsy leggings. They come with a shaving kit. Can you believe that? Yes, I do. The waistline is so low that you'd see inches of pubic hair. Then they're so tight and stretchy you can't wear panties. They hug every girl's crotch. If you don't tug on them, you have camel toe, but if you pull them down too low, you risk exposing your clitoris. Yes, I lost count of how many times a girl took me aside and told me my fucking clit was showing. The first time, I thought I'd die of shame. You know what the worst part about these leggings is? They seem... It's constantly rubbing the vulva. They must have been made by men. Who else would choose a tight gray cotton blend that turns dark when getting moist? What the fuck? You're not supposed to see when a lady gets aroused. I'm sorry, sir. That was totally inappropriate. I apologize. You did not make the dress code, and you're not the appropriate person to report wardrobe issues among the female staff. Oh my god. I popped a button. I'm very sorry. I shouldn't have squeezed my breast when I was complaining about this blouse. Now I'm sitting here naked in front of my boss. I can't believe I just did this. After working my ass off, graduation from Ivy League college, I ruined everything by getting emotional. Look at me. I'm sitting naked in front of my boss. Thank you. A real handkerchief. I'm so sorry. This was so unprofessional. Can we pretend this never happened? Yes, it's okay. Look all you want. It's not your fault I ripped this open. Yes, they are real. Do you think so? Thank you. Yeah, they started growing when I was about 11 and haven't stopped since. Blessed. So far, they've been a curse. You wouldn't believe the trouble they have caused me. They ruined my career as a gymnast, and academically, I had to work twice as hard because of them. People can't look past them. All they have ever seen was the girl with the enormous chest. Oh, really? You could? You, of all men, sitting in that big leather chair in your corner office, smoking that big cigar, sipping your whiskey with a suspicious bulge in your dress pants? You, of all men, could see me for the smart businesswoman I actually am. You don't expect me to believe that. You couldn't even keep your eyes on my face for a minute. What? Blow you. And if you can't make it, what do I get? A promotion, really. How about this? To make this more fun, 2 full minutes looking me straight in the eye. No touching. If you win, you can fuck me. If I win, you resign and recommend me as your successor. Deal. Let's start the timer. Ready? Oh, we have a poker player. Has anyone ever told you how hot you look with this serious look on your face? You think you're really tough, don't you? But I know you're just an old perv who wants to stare at my exposed big tits. Can you tell if my nipples are hard from over there? You probably can, because you have some peripheral vision. But what if I come closer? What if I walk past this huge desk? It's hard to see my swaying hips, my tight ass and these stretchy pants. Muscles in my thighs, calves flexing as I walk. Maybe you can make out my tits jiggling on my chest every time my heels touch the ground. Just in case you are unsure, my nipples are hard. I enjoy this. You stay seated, mister. This way you can see my tits while staring at my face when I look down at you. Oh, do I see sweat pouring down your face? Is this too much? Can you smell my moist cunt less than 2 feet from your nose? How you wish you could just take a quick look. Just 1 second darting down to my crotch. Just to check if you can see a moist spot on my camel toe cunt. Why don't you? It's so easy. Just one look. I see. You're playing hard mode. Still staring at my face, huh? Oh, Daddy, look. You dropped your big cigar. It fell out of your mouth. Let me squat down and pick it up. My tits are huge, aren't they? When I squat like this, they rest on my thighs. Oh, you can't look. I forgot. Then I better stand back up. Slowly, so you can keep your eyes on my face. Do I look hot with this thick cigar between my pearly white teeth? What is it with girls and cigars? You want me to take a puff? My lips sealed around the thick, dark, smoking hot ring. My cheeks caving in as I take a long drag. And blowing a big smoke ring. Oops, I think my pants must have slipped down a bit when I squatted. I can feel your breath on my exposed wet clit. No touching, mister. I'll report you to corporate if you dare touch me without consent. Just 10 more seconds, and you can fuck me. Or you take your eyes off my face and lick my meaty little clit. My daddy always says I taste so yummy. Come on, daddy. Lick my clitty. I need it. I need your tongue on my tingling slit again. Pretty please, help me. My vagina's so wet again, daddy, and I don't know what to do. Good boy. Lick me slowly. You're my bitch now. You lost this bet and... Oh shit, the timer. Was that a minute already? Fuck, fuck, fuck. Please, not my ass. I've never had anybody at my ass. Please!